said.
Don't believe what I just saw.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
This is John Sheezer. I'm here.
Eric Marino.
Eric.
No, I gotta tell you about the Clippers. I'm an
addict. Sportsaholics, I gotta.
Let's just hope this shit doesn't go viral.
Okay.
17:30. I'm like, hey, what's up? Hello. Since you're pretty as soon as you came in.
Runner at third, one out. Broken back. Cut off by Wright. Out. Throw home. Wild tie game. His first of the postseason. Cologne delivers into left. In to score is Dyson. And Kansas City is on top. 3-2. The 1-2 again. Inside corner. The Royals, 2015 World Champions.
Like that, the 2015 season is complete. The Royals are finally again, after 30 years, world champions. And it feels, I don't even know what it feels like. As I'm recording this, they haven't even been world champions for, I guess, maybe 12 hours. Could barely sleep last night. Got up super early. I'm actually got to rush through this. Got packing, almost done, on my way to the airport to fly back to Kansas City, which I had planned on doing to witness a game six. But fortunately for me, now it gets to be a travel back to Kansas City, witness the victory parade. I've been waiting to do a victory my entire life, 35 years old. So, you know, really probably since I was, we'll say 10, 8 maybe. Really ever since I saw Kirk Gibson hit that home run. I know it wasn't a World Series clinching home run, but at that point, that's when I realized, like, hey, if you're the best in the world, that's a big deal. And then, you know, you see, especially being in L.A. for the past 10 years, all those Lakers parades and now, like, the Stanley Cup parades, a couple of those. And all the time, you're like, God, that just looks fun. And, guys, Kansas City, congratulations. No fires. No arrests, just a regular night of violence in Kansas City. No extra violence. So maybe there was a murder, but you know the murder would have happened regardless. It wasn't a celebratory murder, assuming that there was one. There may not have been, but I guess the police chief or mayor tweeted out no violence. So Kansas City, congratulations! You didn't go to all Detroit and just start burning stuff down. So good for you. This episode is all Royals. It's going to be shorter than usual, but sweeter, way sweeter than usual. Chris Kamler from PineTarPress.com, PineTarPress.com. Go check that out. Great website. Always funny. Great author. Silence, the series, the season of Sung Woo. Go to Amazon.com and pick up a copy. Great book. Royals fans, baseball fans. Chris will be on later just talking about just going through everything. We get into the emotions of being a world champion, what we did, where we were at. I watched the game here at my place. Just had my offensive coordinator with me, celebrating, cheering. There wasn't much to cheer for, obviously. Harvey pitched a great game. Joe Buck certainly thought so. And at one point, I think Harold Reynolds goes, this might be one of the finest games I've seen pitched all year. At that point, I think it was a four-hitter. No runs, obviously, had been given up at the time. This is in the eighth inning. And I just thought to myself, this is the best game. I know it's the World Series, so there's extra pressure. But I'm like, just don't say stuff like that. You sound dumb. I'm like, there were several no-hitters. If Tabata doesn't lean into Max Scherzer's pitch in the freaking ninth inning, he's got a perfect game, and you're saying this right here is one of the best games you've seen pitched? Well, it was up until that point, until let's go to the dugout. And I just walked around all night just doing this, like, Coach, Coach, I want to go back in. I'm the best. I'll show you I'm the best. I can do it, coach. Put me back in. The coach being like, well, you think you can, do you think you can get it done? And yeah, I'm the best. Put me in, coach. I'm going to finish this game. I'm Matt Harvey, okay? Everyone hates me in this city, and now I'm going to finish this game, and everyone's going to love me in this city. You think you can get it done? I know I can get it. I just kept yelling that over and over again. And luckily, Harvey wants to play Harvey ball and not team ball. And went back in and walked Kane on an amazing at-bat. I think he was down 1-2. Fought his way back, fouled off some pitches, gets on first. And, you know, all that's just rest is history. And Christian Colon, kudos to you. You're now like our, you're like our Sid Bream, who was the scoring runner for Atlanta. And oh man, one of the NLCSs, I think like 95 or 96. Anyway, Sid Bream, if you're my age, the name resonates with you. Christian Colon is now like the Sid Bream for a whole new generation of baseball fans. What a clutch performance, having not even taken an at bat in over 40 days, come in like that, get a hit like that. And then from there, that just kind of, you know what happens with an avalanche? You know, it's like the top, the sheet of ice kind of cracks, and then it all just whoosh. And then next thing you know, you got five runs flying up, and the game's just way out of reach. And we only needed one. It all went back to Dyson when he gets on second base, and he just in Reed's mind. And that was the game. You're like, he's so worried about third. He knows once he gets to third, he gets to home. Game's over. Only need that one run. And all that pressure. Look, we just won the World Series. So obviously they did everything right. But I'm just sitting there like, why didn't we do this all season again? Because we wanted to hit an extra 30 home runs. And so we didn't. It just blew my mind all year. It was so frustrating. Like, just steal bases again. You guys clearly can do it. I don't know if they were trying to avoid injury or whatever. But, you know, again, worked out. World Series champs. So I still can't even wrap my head around that. And I actually stayed up late last night. I don't know if they're on 610 Sports, the app. I don't know if they will have this up as a podcast. But if they, I would at least look and see. Because some of the calls, myself, I'm in there at like 3 a.m. Gave a shout out to all the L.A. Royals fans. And to everyone that just sent the messages and the calls and the texts last night, thank you. Awesome. That's what sports are about. You hear from people that are friends. You might not have seen or heard from them in 3 or 4 or 5 years, but all of a sudden they're like, oh man, my friend, hey, I don't know where, I haven't seen him forever, but I know they're happy right now. I'm going to congratulate them. And that's one of the big things about sports that's so great. It's just all that love coming in. People are like, congratulations. That, you know, everyone knew it was 30 years. I mean, it was well documented, but when you hear 30 years, people are just shocked. They're like, 30 years? Wow. Everyone's shocked, except for, well, last night I made the mistake of saying that in front of a Cubs fan, and he was like, 30 years isn't nothing, bro. I'm like, yeah, you're a Cubs fan. And he was like, we don't have anything. I was like, you got that cool All the Way song by Eddie Vedder. He's pretty sweet. He's like, that's about it. I'm like, well, okay. But either way, we'll talk about the Cubs with John Huck next spring because they'll probably win it all next year. We can finally lay all that Back to the Future crap to rest. That's awesome. No more Doc Brown, no more 2015, no more Miami Marlins, none of that stuff anymore. So that's good. It's kind of like the Mayan calendar thing back in 2012 when everyone's like, oh, the world's going to end. The calendar stops. Nope. We're here. Nothing happened. It's not the year 2000 with the extra decibel or extra zero or whatever. Nothing's going to change. But guys, all right, coming up, we got Chris Kambler on the other side of this break. This is all Royals themed song, blue music. It's celebrate. Take the day off, take the week off. Or if you got to work, just go to work and just be lost and daydream about what you witnessed over the last 21 days, because it was spectacular. All the comebacks, one after another, down 2 runs, down 5 runs, down whatever, didn't seem to matter. So, all right, guys, go to pinetarpress.com. Follow Chris Kambler at the Fake Net on Twitter. Yeah, Chris Cameron coming up.
Snoopy blue in the cup with the blue steel. We drank blue beats and pop blue pills. Shoot it out over dope like in Blue Hill. Blue Benz on four big blue wheels. Hood rats, blue braids, blue nails. With good cat and ass like a blue whale. Spray paint got the hood full of blue walls. Bleed blue blood and got blue balls.
We are back on the special World Series Champions Royals edition of Sportsaholics with the man himself and a man that I credit a lot of the good mojo, you know, that's coming our way. Starting last season, Chris Kamler from Pine Tar Press is back again. Chris, how are you feeling? Did you sleep last night? We're doing this very early in the morning, especially on the West Coast for me. I can't believe I slept 3 hours. So I'm sure you were shocked when you got a text from me at 7:30 a.m. my time. That's like, hey, can you talk? But could you go to sleep
last
night?
I slept like a baby, man. I feel fantastic.
Oh.
This is a 30-year weight that has just been lifted off the shoulders of this town. I sprung out of bed, quite honestly. It'll hit me probably in a week or so, but I'm ready to take on the day as a city that has just crowned a new world champion. I'll take that any day of the week.
Well, okay, so and not only world champions and Royals fans, you remember the 85 was a crazy series, you know, going back to that ALCS in 85, you know, that's the first year it's a 7-game series. If that series happens in 84, there's no, you know, it's a 5-game series. The Royals, you know, don't even make it to the World Series. They come back 3-1. Make the World Series, beat the Cardinals in 85. Obviously, the infamous blown call. I don't think it was blown myself personally. But now, 30 years later, to come through the playoffs and to come back again and again and again and again and again and again and again. I think I said that 8 times because that's how many times it happened over the past 3 weeks. I mean, can you describe? I mean, well, you might never see a playoff run like this ever again in baseball.
No, and I said to somebody last night that, you know, I've completely lost perspective, so I don't know how this would rank in, you know, in the larger pantheon of postseasons or World Series. You know, I remember the 2001 World Series was neat, and the, you know, 1992 World Series and the 2011 World Series, but, you know, you give me 2 extra inning games. Give me a slew of 8th inning comebacks. Give me, give me walk-offs and you know, winning on the road and a 5-game series. I'd be hard pressed to find something as spectacular as what you've just seen over the last week and in the larger scheme, you know, over the last month. It's been improbable and ridiculous and. It just, you know, it what started last year, this is the thing that I just can't get my head around yet, is that there was so much closure for things, for everybody from last year. You know, you got the Mike Jersley with, you know, holding Alex Gordon at third base, and so he got to, you know, swing people, and you got a team that couldn't get across the line that did nothing but come back this season. You got, you know, it's ridiculous, and I couldn't be more excited. I don't think it's just been an amazing run.
And there have been so many stories within the locker room. You know, the passing of 3 parents on the team just, you know, in the last, you know, 3 months. You know, the Jersley, as you mentioned. Now, whether do you think Hosmer went on his own, or are they claiming that Jersh is barking go 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 in his ear?
I haven't seen that column yet, but it was sure. My guess would have been that Hosmer went on his own, but it's also, you know, on his own is also a practiced thing. You know, these are guys that have one shot to apply something that they probably drilled 1,000 times. And that probably was all Eric Hosmer, if you held a gun to my head. But what a brilliant move it was. Because just waiting till the absolute perfect second, split second, to go and then forcing the errant throw. And, you know, quite honestly, I think he would have been out if it was a good throw, just, you know, having seen it a few times. But brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. I don't care who gets the credit for it, man, but it was genius.
Well, it's great, too, because now we're seeing, like, oh, so that's what happens if Alex Gordon scores. That's what that feels like. Like, as a Royals fan, we get that moment now. And, were eyes watery? Yes. Was I in tears? No. After we won, because being up 5, I mean, God, could they have just only won by 1, so it could have been a little bit more dramatic? But no, they just had to go piling on in the 12th. But it's just so, you know, just – like that moment when he got to home, that's when I lost it. I just started screaming, they're sending him over and over again, and then maybe rolling around on the ground. I'm not sure. I blacked out for 30 seconds or so. But it just felt incredible. And so, you know, and then as a Royals fan, you're just replaying in your head, like, oh, so that's why people wanted to send him. Because I was last year. I was a Barry, no, the guy's going to be out. And yeah, he would have been. But hey, you put the pressure. The guy has to throw the ball to the catcher. That's not a guarantee. And last night, Lucas Duda proved that. And I'm sure he'll be working on his throws to home this offseason.
Well, you know, if you're a Mets fan, you're going to have no shortage of things to bitch about in the offseason, because I think Terry Collins got outmanaged. I think, you know, I think the defense of that club is suspect. I think they got into the World Series on the backs of Daniel Murphy, and he was completely invisible the entire series. And, you know, there's certainly no shortage of things to point out. But again, I've seen plenty of national baseball writers that said, don't blame this on the Mets. This is a Royals team that just simply went out and grabbed it. And I think if this game would have gone 6 or 7, or the series would have gone 6 or 7, you know, you could maybe fault the Mets for something, but this was an annihilation. This was an ambush by a Royals team that was haunted by ghosts for the last year, and there was no way that they were gonna give that up.
Well, Frank Thomas after the game said, I don't know the exact quote, but he was like,
I did hear that.
You know, the Mets just gave it to him. Just like, are you serious? Don't come back next year. And can Joe Buck be with you when you not come back next year?
Oh my God.
I was like, just sit, Frank. Just be Frank. Sit there. Be the jolly guy that laughs. Be the only guy that laughs at Pete Rose's jokes every day. Be that guy. I love that they replaced Pete Rose with Kevin Millar for some reason. I don't know what that was
Kevin
all about.
Millar's pretty good.
I know he is. Yeah. Very. But kudos to Raul Ibanez staying right in the center and in all the shots, they put him right in the middle, because, like, he is even keel, professional. Look for Raul Banez to do big things, and if he's not coaching in broadcasting in the future, if he wants to.
He did a great job.
And, I really want John Smoltz is the anti-Harold Reynolds. Like, everything Smoltz says happens, and it's amazing watching a game with him calling it, because you are suddenly in the mind of a Hall of Fame pitcher, and he's explaining every batter how they break it down, what to throw, where their weaknesses are. You learn more in 30 minutes of watching a game he's calling than ever in listening to Harold Reynolds over the last 15 years or however long he's been bouncing around baseball talk shows. But so there you go, MLB Network. More Smoltz next year. So the parade, let's talk about it. As we're talking, I'm ready to go to the airport here in a few hours, heading back to Kansas City for what originally was for a possible game 6, now a victory parade. Do you have any details, any start times, any locations?
Yeah, the parade will start at noon. It will go from the Power and Light District, which is right in the center of downtown, straight down the hill south, straight down Grand, which is a main drag in downtown. It'll go straight down Grand. It'll proceed for about 2 miles and end up at Union Station, which, if you've seen photographs of Kansas City, it's probably the second photograph that you'll see. Union Station is a beautiful building. And just across the street from it is the World War One National Memorial, and it has this gigantic sloping grassy knoll type of thing where folks will sit for concerts and things like that. And it could easily fit 100,000 people. It is where the 85 parade ended, and there were tens of thousands of people. I was one of them as a 13-year-old. It is where that will end, and there will be they're calling for 100,000 or more. My guess is that that's on the low side. Everybody, it's just ridiculous how quickly the PTO request showed up in my email today. But this town's going to get shut down tomorrow. And you know, the other thing about this, John, and you living in Los Angeles and you know, being from the heartland, you'll probably find this kind of special. The chief of police last night tweeted out that there were zero arrests. There was nothing out of the ordinary. Everybody partied peacefully. We went outside after the final out and shut off fireworks and sprayed some champagne and stuff. And I fully expect there to be absolutely no problems at the parade tomorrow as well. We're, you know, unfortunately, you've seen some civil unrest in other cities after winning championships, but this is a town that that has good focus and a good head on its shoulders, and we're going to have a big ass party tomorrow. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, one of my LA buddies, Tony Vinn, very funny comedian. He messaged me. He's like, "Hey, we should go, you know, flip some cars over." And I jokingly was like, "Well, we can only do that if we're wearing Lakers jerseys. That's the rule."
Yeah. You know? Or living in Toronto or Detroit, yeah, that's you only burn couches in those.
Hey,
cities,
you know what? But Kansas City's proud of Kansas City, and it's come a long way in the last 15 years, and it's a beautiful place now. Mm-hmm. So good for you guys for not vandalizing your beautiful home. Because, I mean, if it was Kansas City, let's say they win in 1997, yeah, a couple buildings get burned down downtown, no doubt about it. I mean, yep. But nowadays it looks so nice. People are like, you know what? I want to come back and eat here tomorrow, so let's not break the window.
So let me ask you a quick question here. When, and I'll answer with my answer after yours, when did you tear up? At what point did you, because I know you did, at what point did you tear up?
Okay. At the end of the game, teared up a little bit, but the biggest emotional avalanche that I had the entire postseason was actually game four of the ALDS, the comeback in Houston. And I just, after like the fourth hit and then the fifth, when Correa dropped that ball, I just lost it. I was like, unbelievable. And then my fiance, aka my offensive coordinator, does all the play calling, and she's great at it. Great offensive coordinator. She was like, "Oh, I'm so happy." And she's a huge Royals fan now, which is incredible, and fully supports everything Royals, which is amazing considering she knew nothing about baseball two and a half years ago. She's like, "Oh, I'm so happy for you." She goes, "And if you don't cry at her wedding, I'm going to be really pissed." Like, yeah, no, tears are coming at the wedding. Nope, guaranteed. Because, I mean, I would probably cry anyway. You know, it's going to be an awesome day, my wedding, of course. But let's not overshadow the fact that the Royals just won the World Series by a silly wedding. Those happen every day, not every 30 years. You know what I mean?
I love it. Yeah,
what about you? Was it at
me,
the...
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, yeah. Was it at the end of the game? Because I mean, since they blew it open so much, it kind of lost some of the. But I mean, it still felt good. But either way, when was your? We'll call it the moment.
Well, my wife and my 13-year-old son and I, and he was about done at the eighth. He was frustrated, and he takes these losses really, really hard. And so he went up, took a shower, came back for the ninth. We saw the ninth happen, and the gears are starting to whirl on what I'm going to try to write, because I got to try to write something at the end of the game. And so I was a little bit more focused. Watch the ninth, watch the comeback in the ninth, watch the 10th, 11th, and then the 12th, once we went to extra innings, you knew we were going to win the game. I absolutely, in my core, had no doubt that we were going to find a way to win.
Well, yeah.
So the 12th happens, then we blow it open, and I'm still pretty okay. You know, cheering, you know, hugging, high-fiving, stuff like that, shooting off fireworks. I come back inside from shooting off fireworks, and they hand... They hand the MVP trophy to Salvador Perez, and I just lost it. I absolutely lost it, and I lost it at the exact same moment when they handed it to Alcides Escobar, because you've got to know the backstory to know how incredible and special that is for Salvador Perez. There hasn't been an MVP as a catcher in the World Series for 20 years, and
yeah, it's.
To see what he went through, he had a great offensive, he's certainly a great offensive series, but to see what he went through every night, just getting pummeled and beaten and battered, and for him to come out with this glorious smile, this fantastic energy, and they showed him before the game on MLB, you know, Instagram or whatever, and he's bounding up the steps, he's taking two steps at a time, and this is a man... That's just a giant 7-year-old, and it's just he is the heart of the Royals, and I absolutely lost it. I was done.
Salvi's the best. I mean, you definitely see the most heart out of Salvi, and they all have heart, but his is on full display for the world to see, which is great because I think it does represent a lot of. Everyone on the team, really, so he can be kind of the unofficial the official spokesman at this point, be kind of like that captain, take a little bit of that pressure off of Alex Gordon that he burdened, you know, himself with for years. It, you know, it just does so much, and just the fact that, listeners, Salvi is huge. I mean, he's like 6'3", like he would be a tight end in the NFL, and so if behind the play, like he gets hit. Like I swear, five times as much as the average catcher. A lot of those foul balls that go right over the shoulders of most guys just nail him right in the collarbone, you know, time and time again. And then for him to just shake it off. So now if I'm Ben Zobrist and I tear up my ankle or something, all of a sudden you're like, you know what? I think I can play through this. Yeah, I think I can.
Yeah, I'm good.
I can manage this. I mean, and that comes from Alex Gordon, years of Alex doing that as well. That was great. I was so glad to see Salvi get it because he deserves it. And I'm anxious to hear how good his English is going to get before the start of next season. Because at this point...
I kind of want it to stay terrible. I kind of want it to stay awful because it's so great.
It is. It's awesome. It is great. But someone in his camp is going to be like, hey, let's take a few courses and we could probably make an extra, I don't know, $50 million over the next decade. Be like... Nope, brother from another mother. We think of him, a brother from another mother. No, he's the best.
Beautiful man. We'll have to share a giant. There's gonna be a lot of hugs tomorrow. So
yeah,
share a giant hug.
Where would you recommend Union Station or the start? Do they give a speech or something at the end, or what are you predicting?
Yeah, I mean, if you're a walker and you live in LA, so I don't know if you have to drive everywhere, but if you're good with a 2-mile walk, I would maybe start towards the beginning, up by Union or up by Power and Light, and then maybe walk down, or you could camp out, you know, down at the end early and maybe get a good spot down there. It kind of depends on when you're gonna do it. I've given my family the heads up that we're gonna leave at 9 and just, you know, grab some chairs figure it out.
But, I like that.
Parking's going to be a little bit of a mess. It's never real fun to park down there. So, I'd find a spot. I'd get there as early as you can and pack a little cooler and make a day of it.
Boulevard Wheats flowing like water. Out of a elementary school faucet.
Sounds like a winner.
Yes. Hey.
Yeah. It'll be a family friendly thing, and I think there's gonna be a lot of fun going on there. It's just gonna be a blast.
Do we bring our own shredded paper, or is that provided?
I haven't picked up a sheet of paper in forever, so I would guess that any ticker tape will probably be provided by the offices. But there's gonna be signs and. And I've got a cutout of Sung Woo that's about 5 feet tall. I'm gonna carry him around. We'll take some pictures with him, and it'll be fun.
Yeah, I gotta get a picture with Sung Woo. I mean, that would just complete that. That's the bow on the top. Chris Kamler, thanks for your time on this day, the very first day that the Royals can say they are a world champion in over 30 years, November 2nd, 2015. Chris Kamler, thanks for coming on, man. And, we'll be in touch this offseason. I want to talk about, once some trades go down. I'm predicting Gordon stays, no doubt. And I say, let's go after Greinke. Screw it. Who cares? Let's just try.
Yeah, what the hell? Let's do it. There's a lot of this team coming back. And, there's really no reason that they can't put this together in the next year or two. And before their window closes. I think this is a hell of a chance that they got to repeat. So, yeah, let's do it, man. I appreciate the call, John. And I'm going to be smiling from ear to ear for a while.
All right, and I'm going to be seeing you tomorrow somewhere. Well, we'll get in contact, but we're meeting up face-to-face tomorrow for sure.
Yeah, just shoot me a text, and we'll have a big old man hug. I like it.
Deal. I'll take it. Chris, have a great, victorious World Championship day, and I will see you tomorrow, my friend.
Thanks, man. Take care.
Peace. And the number one attraction, never supermarket parking lot. I'm the king of Kansas City. No thanks, Omaha. Thanks a lot. Kansas City star, that's what I are. You're the little daddy, you're the same car. Drop a big old Cadillac with four wheels. Got rhinestones on the spokes. I got credit down at my grocery store, and my barber tells me jokes. I'm the number one attraction in every supermarket parking lot. I'm the king of Kansas City. No thanks, Omaha. Thanks a lot. Kansas City star, that's what I are. You're the lead lady, you're the same car. Drive a big old Cadillac with wire wheels. Got rhinestones on the spokes. I got credit down at the grocery store. When did you cry? Tweet at us, @Sportsaholics. Let us know. Chris, thank you for coming on. Always a great time, and I'm looking forward to meeting up with you somewhere on Grand, high-fiving, getting my picture taken with the Sung Woo Lee cutout. Hopefully I'll have some creative. I'll probably go the Hunter Pence route. Like Hunter Pence doesn't have a parade this year. That seems actually something way better than that. But Chris, thank you for coming on. I want to thank Ewan Kaufman for bringing the Royals to Kansas City. Thank you for that. I want to thank Ned Yost for managing this incredible team all season, doing a great job. Want to thank Jerschley at third base for, whether you sent him or not, you had the Kane first to home on a single, the Bautista throw, you sent him, you knew what was going on. Want to thank Jerschley. Want to thank Rusty Kuntz at first base just for having an awesome name. And I can laugh now. Anytime someone gets a single, I laugh. And thank you for that, Rusty. That's awesome. Want to thank Gerard Dyson for bringing the motorcycle out last night. That was fun. For the fans, when you get on base, you steal second, we get to do the motorcycle thing. Everybody loves that. Want to thank Daniel Murphy for having a weird lip balm thing For whatever reason, whenever this guy drops a ball, he goes right to the lip balm. So I want to thank you for having horrible fielding throughout this entire series and not hitting a single home run. Also want to thank Sports Illustrated for putting Daniel Murphy on the cover of your magazine, which ultimately we all love the Sports Illustrated curse. So thank you for that. Want to thank Moustakas for just being awesome and looking like a beaver. With the real beady eyes. Hosmer, thanks for redeeming yourself after your little whatever you were doing. I don't know if your eyes are bad or whatever. Get a new glove, but thank you for redeeming yourself over and over again. Who am I leaving out? Alex Gordon, I want to thank you for staying in Kansas City, maybe taking less than market value just so you can retire in a Royals uniform. I want to thank you for that. Who else am I leaving out here? Salvi got to go. I'm going to save him the best for last, the MVP of the world. So, you know, we'll bring him up now. I want to thank Salvi, his brother from another mother. All of his Instagramming all this year was fantastic. Always funny. I don't know if I want to. I do want to thank Alex Rios for showing up when it mattered. Not in the World Series, but earlier. I mean, you were there in the World Series. We saw a lot of Paulo Orlando. I want to thank him also for coming up from Brazil, doing his thing, leading the way. Filling in perfectly for Rios when needed. Want to thank Terrence Gore for just being awesome in the dugout. Not even on the roster, but thank the Royals for letting Terrence Gore be there to watch that. Love Terrence Gore. Want to thank Raul Mondesi for taking a 4-pitch strikeout there. It's good to see new history being made in baseball, which is hard to do. First player to ever make his Major League Baseball debut in the World Series. So I want to thank you for that. Who else do I want to thank? Ben Zobrist for hopefully sticking around, taking market value, signing maybe a 4-year contract somewhere in the neighborhood of, I don't know, let's say $78 million. No, probably 70. Let's give Ben a 4-year, $70 million deal, keep him at second. And if not, maybe we bring up Mondesi. Who else do I want to thank? Karen, Section 427. For holding it down, for being awesome with big hugs, big smiles, big laughs, and no nonsense. Don't fool around in Section 427. Karen will have your ass, goddammit. But Karen, I will see you next season for sure, Section 427. Who else do I want to thank out there? All the people tailgating for hours before the games this year. Makes Kansas City look incredibly fun. Like, if you're a baseball fan, you're like, you know, why don't we get to tailgate? You know why? Because you live in Philly. You got your cheesesteaks. You know why? I don't know. Denver, the city's, you know, the stadium's, well, there's no reason to tailgate in Denver ever. But I want to thank the fans for coming out time and time again. Who else do I want to thank? Cool. I guess Dayton Moore for just being awesome. I want to thank, the Glass family, though. The guy's so cold. Even when he had the trophy in his hand and he's thanking the fans, I'm like, is he plotting like the end of the world at the same time? But thank you for not ending the world right now so we can have the World Series, Mr. Glass, and your evil cold hand and stare. Who else do I want to thank? I guess that's it. I want to thank you, the listener, the Royals fans, and again, it's going to be hard to say, but World Series champions 2015. I'm going to finish packing. I'm going to head to the airport. I'm going to be in Kansas City later tonight. I'm going to be on Grand tomorrow, taking pictures, throwing it up, cheering, having a good time, finding ticker tape somewhere to throw. But it'll be fantastic. Go Royals, and stay obsessed.